New Pagans are a five-piece band from Northern Ireland. Their debut album, The Seed, The Vessel, The Roots and All, was hugely received, well-received, in fact, when we reviewed it on Arena a few weeks back. Delighted that Claire Miskimmon and Lindsay McDougall from the band will be joining us in a while to talk about their journey so far. But first of all, let's hear a track from the album. This is Bloody Soil. Bloody Soil, the title of that track there from the album The Seed, The Vessel, The Roots and All from Belfast five-piece New Pagans, and delighted to be joined this evening by bass player Claire Miskimmon and singer and lyricist for the band Lindsay McDougall. And Bloody Soil, when you have a band based in the north of Ireland and they come out with a track called Bloody Soil, you wonder where, what directly are they referring to there? What you're the lyricist here, Lindsay, so give us a sense of what was in your mind with Bloody Soil.
Well, it was really about, I mean, we all grew up during the Troubles in the north of Ireland, and we don't romanticise it at all. And this song is really kind of about the fragility of this place, you know, but it's also about the hope and the growth that we have kind of gone through since the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. I mean, we were all kids at that time. I was 15. So it's just like, it's about remembering, isn't it? And it's like, you know, we want to remember the past, but we also want to proceed with caution and hope and just not forget where we've come from. So it's kind of all of that. And I think it's kind of just a like a poem to Ireland, really.
And it, that is the way that things generally work in the band, I think, Claire, that Lindsay, more or less, most of the time, she comes in with the lyrics and then the band members work from there.
Well, I think Lindsay is always working away on lyrics in the background, but we would get together in the room and work on the music, and then Lindsay would bring the lyrics to us, and that'll sometimes be the first time that we hear the lyrics to the song.
Was there music in place, as it were, almost, for Bloody Soil before you heard the lyrics at all?
Yeah, I think we had this one pretty much fully formed before Lindsay came in with the lyrics. Am I right, Lindsay?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. So often the band will be working away. I mean, usually they'd go through a series, the songs go through a series of changes, but we start with the music and then I go away on my own and kind of just light a candle and, you know, relax and try and
hope for the best.
And hope for the best. But it's more like, you know, getting like a secure place, like a quiet place that I can just work away on my own and I don't have to worry about how silly it sounds. But usually it just, you know, usually I just write and then it's afterwards I realise what it's about as well, which is kind of a strange way to work, maybe.
Yeah, but whatever. Sorry, Lindsay, you were going to say something there. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, I think that's a really interesting way for us to write when we're writing music as well, because the emotion or feelings that we're putting into the song sometimes completely change when the lyrics come in. It's like the little cherry on the top at the end.
Mind you, I'm not surprised that you need to find a quiet place for yourself, Lindsay. It did strike me as I was listening to that piece with the headphones around my ears. It's fairly full on. We were talking about the film Sound of Metal earlier on, and the drummer that loses his hearing because of, you know, partly because of the loud music that he's constantly playing. That's a piece of fiction, obviously. But it I know you don't like, bands hate to categorise what they're doing, but it certainly is kind of wall of sound. There's a grungy element in there. There's a punky element in there too.
Yeah, I mean, I think we get called all of those things, and then indie rock is usually thrown in as well. But I mean, we don't mind. We've got so many different influences. I mean, Connor's really loves jazz music and improvisation and very experimental. And then Claire and I and are probably more like the post-punk stuff. And Alan and Connor are very rock, you know. But it's kind of just works. We're not, I think we'll evolve as well. I mean, this is our first, as you've said, it's our first album and this is my first band. So I think we'll evolve. But we do all somehow kind of create this sound together. And I think with the lyrics and the music together, it kind of works at the moment anyway.
And also, Lindsay, I find it interesting that you're a PhD student. Irish history and embroidery.
Yeah.
They seem like two very different disciplines. Tell me how the two meld together in your studies and researches, and how that plays into the music.
Yeah, well, I'm studying Irish history through women's embroidery in places like, you know, the Masonic Lodge and the churches in Ireland. So I'm looking at the whole island of Ireland. But yeah, I mean, they come into the songs really because I end up writing about someone like Lily Yates. You know,
explain who she is or was.
Lily Yates is the sister of the famous Yates brothers, the poet and the painter. Mm. And her and her sister actually helped set up the Kula Press and also the embroidery department. And so she's really amazing because she made these beautiful embroidered pictures. And yeah, I just discovered her and I hadn't heard anything about her, you know, and even though I'd been an embroiderer for years and I'd been really interested in embroidery, I didn't know anything about Lily. And then I sort of got a bit annoyed when I discovered that I had never been told anything about her at school, you know. So the song is kind of about that. It's about, like, you know, let's rewrite history a little bit and put women's stories back in, to, especially in Ireland, you know. So it's so that's where the song, kind of the idea for the song came from.
And certainly there's an element of history, I suppose, as well in the Yellow Wallpaper, a reference back to the Charlotte Perkins Gilman story. And her essay, her story about the wallpaper, a kind of postnatal depression story in some mm-hmm. ways. But the video for Yellow Room, I was looking at it and it's quite interesting. You make the videos, Claire. Tell us about, there are designs in the video, these kind of almost kaleidoscopic designs that we see at the beginning of the video.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really fascinated with that kind of like split screen sort of, you know, what images you can make out of other things when you multiply them. I love that. I think it looks amazing. But as far as the Yellow Room video goes, we just had a few sort of images that we knew we wanted to capture. Like we do with all of our videos, we just go out and shoot and we see what we come up with, take it back and see what we can put together. Kind of like putting together a collage, which is how I make a lot of the artwork for the band singles and album artwork.
But the embroidery,
we kind of the same way.
Yeah, and but the kaleidoscopic things that I'm referring to at the beginning, they look like pieces of lace, and then they kind of mix together like the way that you would if you were looking in a kaleidoscope with a split screen. But those embroideries, you actually made the initial embroideries that are the basis for the video, Lindsay.
Yes, I did. Yeah. The masks and things are all embroidered by me. Yeah. There was a few different references Claire had of films, and she kind of showed me, and I just thought, I don't know where the mask idea came, but we just started to I started to make these masks with pieces of silk. They took ages, but it was well worth it in the end. There was a really, it was a very disturbing appearance, I think, that it created, which is essentially what the Yellow Wallpaper, the novel that the song's really based on, is about. You know, it's about that being uncomfortable, being in a place where you really don't know what's next, or you can't remember, you know. And it's sort of that's what we tried to create in the video. And I think the embroideries and the masks and the way Claire all put it all together really worked.
Is there no end, Claire, to the quality of guitar music that we're going to, guitar driven bands, I suppose, in some ways, that we get from Belfast and from Northern Ireland? It seems to be a very healthy scene despite lockdown and despite the absence of live gigs at the moment.
Well, I think lockdown you know, in some ways will have been a good thing. I was thinking about it today, and I was just thinking about how many people are ready, once lockdown ends, to come out and start new bands. People must have just been writing in their bedroom this whole year. I'm ready for the new bands.
And I guess you're ready for a couple of live gigs whenever
Absolutely.
We might get those. Let's finish up by having a second track. And again, very potent title, certainly when I saw this one written down. Christian Boys is the track that I'm going to go to. Tell me a little bit about this one, Lindsay.
Yeah, it was sparked by one of my friends, a story that she had, and she was treated very unfairly by a Christian man. But it became more than that, because it was really written about, you know, the injustice of us victim blaming as a society. Mm. We often blame the victims, and especially in Ireland, we have to take a look at ourselves, you know, and it's really a call for people and communities and churches to take responsibility for, you know, abuse and crimes against our most vulnerable. And it's a very strong song, but I think again it offers hope. And at the end, you know, of the song, I kind of say, you know, it's not my fault, this is all on you, and that's kind of what I hope people get out of it, you know.
Well, listen, great to have spoken with both of you this evening, and congratulations on the Best Live Act Award that you won in the Northern Ireland Music Prize. That was for 2020. I'm sure there'll be more of that to come on the basis of the wall of sand that I'm about to put at people once again. Great to speak with you both this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. Thank you both. Claire Miskimmon, and who's the bass player and singer and lyricist, Lindsay McDougall there of New Pagans. And here is that track, Christian Boys.
First of all, the tale's a curse that comforts bitterness. It's a dream. Her head see the old forgetting me. Violently shapes the quickened thoughts that set you free. Tyrant's guide, the spirit of broken me. And more, I need more of this, I know, until I
That is the sound of the Belfast-based band New Pagans, a track called Christian Boys, and that track is taken from their debut album, which is called The Seed, The Vessel, The Roots and All.